When the candidates were asked about their ideal vision of Haines in 10 years, each focused on how the economy could be sustained or improved. Jerry Lapp said he wants to see Haines have more winter employment.
You'll see that people are struggling during the wintertime. We have great summers. We got the tourists coming in, the tourist ships and stuff. But we need to fill something in that wintertime. I can't put my finger on exactly what it would be, but we need something that's year-round.
Tresham Gregg said he'd like to see more special events, something he says Haines does well, with things like the Kluane Bike Race and Beer Festival.
And I would like to see groups of people coming into Haines that are targeted groups that are coming here for reasons that we create. You know, maybe it's a healing arts festival or, some kind of interesting programs that we do.
Margaret Friedenauer said Haines should focus on sustaining the major industries of fishing and tourism.
And I think to make sure that we nurture those and keep those going and sustainable. You know, I'm not sure that a small town like Haines can survive a boom-bust type industry. And so we need a sustainable economy over the long haul, and I think that fishing and tourism and in some ways resource development have panned out to show that those are the most steady.
Friedenauer said she didn't necessarily support the cruise ship waiver incentive, in which the borough discounts docking fees for new cruise ships that come to Haines. The borough assembly approved that incentive this year.
I don't think we should give it away. You know, we shouldn't give our community away, and I kind of feel like maybe we did that with waiving the docking fee. I think cruise ships are going to come here because of what we already have.
All three candidates said they supported expanding Haines' cruise ship industry to a degree. Lapp said he wouldn't want as many cruise ships in Haines as there are in Skagway. Gregg said there's a balance between the number of ships and the infrastructure Haines has for tourists. The candidates also got into some of the more controversial projects that are up for debate right now. In recent months, some Haines residents have asked for the small boat harbor expansion plan to be looked at with a more critical eye. Gregg is one of the people who has spoken out at public meetings against the current harbor design.
I would recommend that we step back and take a second look at it, especially concerning the financial picture. I fail to see how a big steel wall and a huge flat parking lot is much of an attraction. So what can we do to transform that into an attraction?
Supporters of the expansion say the project has been in the works for a long time, and they don't want progress slowed down. Here's Lapp.
Every time that we keep delaying something and delaying something, it costs money. If we delay the harbor for another year, it's going to cost another $1 million.
Friedenauer said she supports the harbor expansion, but the fact that it's drawn such an outcry from some residents makes her think there should be a compromise.
I don't think anybody on any side should be digging in their heels at this time because it's causing a lot of discord and a lot of controversy and a lot of unnecessary almost heartache for some people. I see some people get so passionate about this one subject. And I feel myself getting passionate about it, too. I want to stay here, and fishing is my main source of income for my family.
Government transparency and improved public process were something all three candidates supported. Friedenauer said her experience as a reporter made her feel strongly about that.
I don't think democracy or this form of government is efficient, and I don't think it's meant to be. And I think it takes a lot of patience by government officials. But from a speaking as a former journalist, the way that we always viewed it is everything is considered public unless it falls under an exemption.
Lapp said he was in favor of the borough assembly using executive session as minimally as possible.
You try not to have executive session. That's one thing I do not like. I know there are times when you have to have them, but there are some times that I think you could get along without those executive sessions because then people think that you're doing things behind closed doors, and I don't like that.
Gregg has advocated for more public inclusion in the borough assembly process before, and he reiterated that at the forum.
We need to be more respectful of everybody's presentations at the meetings and maybe less of a distinction between the people that are up there in the big chairs and the people that are out there in the little chairs, you know, so that we're all feeling as though we belong there and that we were wanted to be there and that whatever we're going to say is going to be respected.
The candidates also responded to a question about how their work affiliations could affect their decision-making as assembly members. Greg is an artist and business owner who relies on tourism. Friedenauer works for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and Lapp works part-time for Constantine Metal Resources. To hear their answers to that question and more, you can go to khns.org and listen to the full candidate forum. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.